the healing sun. Walking with friends through the kettle moraine on a strangely summery early spring day, with shrubs and trees still naked of leaves, and a single bee gathering pussy willow pollen, I hear the frogs' pulsating calls well before I see their pond. As low-pitched clicking sounds duet with high peeps, Earl tells us the frogs in Vietnam would suddenly hush their chorus when an artillery round was fired or a bomb exploded near a rice paddy. After a period of apprehensive silence, a lone voice would sound forth, then be joined by others, till the martial interruption faded, and the night was once more filled with amphibian song. Like those frogs, we're unable to stop the bombs from falling. But like that green, hopeful voice, we'll continue to sing. Like that green, hopeful voice, we'll continue to sing.